Your name? How to spell it? Uh-huh. Are you married? Is
there? Yes.
What was your maiden name? And your address? And the name of this community?
This, Laredo, Texas.
Okay. And the county?
Webb.
And where were you born?
Here in Laredo.
And your occupation?
Senior aide.
Mm-hmm. What do you do here exactly? Do you type or?
No, I don't type. I help with the office work that is taking applications and filing and making out the time cards for the other enrollees and well, things like that that have to be done here in the office that don't require any typing.
What's the name of this program?
This Senior Community Service Aids.
Uh-huh. What different things does this project do?
Well, it's a project for senior citizens, that is people that are 55 years or older.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of the program is to be able to place them in a permanent job where they can, well, they won't be a public, you know, where they don't have to go to public assistance or anything like that, where they can do for themselves, earn their own money to support their families or support themselves without any public assistance. And the purpose is to train them while they're in the project and then place them with the permanent, I mean, with an a particular, well, not particular, but I get all mixed up with my English and Spanish. I think on one and try to say it in the other language. My goodness. Well, with some business firm, with some other place that won't be the project, because the project isn't anything permanent. And that is the purpose or the goal, so that when there is any more project, why the person will still be earning.
Do you deal mainly with Mexican people?
Well, yes, all of us are Mexicans. There's only one enrollee, Mr. Harris, but he was born in Mexico, though he's Anglo, he was born in Mexico.
How old are you?
58.
And your religion?
I'm a Protestant.
Well, that's unusual here.
Yes, it is.
Tell me about your education, the name of the first school you went to.
Well, I didn't have very much education.